Today's daf is Nida Dav Ches, and we are at the last line of Dav Zayin Omid Beis, V'su Leka V'ha Iko Detana. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refu Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sarah Aviz. So the topic of the majority of Dav Ches, very similar to the topic of Dav Zayin Omid Beis, is not Mesechtes Nida or Hilchas Nida, but rather the topic is Rabbi Eliezer, also known as Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, also known as Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanes, Rabbi Eliezer, who was one of the five prized Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Eliezer, who was the Rabbi Muvok of Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Eliezer, who's the Baal Plupta of Rabbi Yeshua and Shas, Rabbi Eliezer, who was the son-in-law of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, the Nasi that was killed, Bishas Churban Beis HaMikdash, one of the Asar Rugei Malchus. Either way, it's a fascinating daf, and a classic example of a daf, which at first glance would seem to be technical, but really, if you have an appreciation of the rest of the story, and you can put it in its proper historical context, it's an incredible daf. Either way, on that note, the Mishnah on Daf Zayin Amar Aleph had stated, Rabbi Eliezer Oymer, Arba Noshim Dayin Shaitan. There are four women. They do a bedika and they see dam. The halach is there's no tumma me'es le'es, but rather daya shaitan, besula me'uberes. A menika and a skena. Rabbi Yeshua said, "Ani lo shamati el besula." Said Rabbi Eliezer, "I heard that a besula is dayashaita, but I never heard it about the other three." And the Mishnah said, "Aval halacha Rabbi Eliezer, the halacha is Rabbi Eliezer." And the Gemara said, "Om Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel." Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of his great Rabbi Shmuel, "Halacha Rabbi Eliezer ba'arba." There are four times where the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer. Chado damoran. The first was this Mishnah right here, Masechtas Nida, and he mentioned three other times where Shmuel paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. Now, why was this newsworthy? Because the Gemara says in many places, including right here, Nida Dav Zayin Amid Beis, that Rabbi Eliezer was Shamuti. Machloikis, Rashi Toisus, what exactly Shamuti means. Rashi relates it to the Gemara Mesechtes Bava Metzia, Daf Nun Ches Amid Beis, that we'll see more about at the end of the Daf. Toisus relates it to a Yerushalmi that says that Rabbi Eliezer was Mitalmidei Beishamai. But either way, whatever Shamuti means, the bottom line is that the halacha never follows Rabbi Eliezer. Stating that, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, halacha Rabbi Eliezer ba'arba. Again, why are we talking about it right here in the first paragraph of Masechtas Nida? Because one of the four times that the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer is Rabbi Eliezer's chiddush in the sugya of daya shaita. Arba Noshim Dayashaita. Freak the Gemara. Vasulakah, there are only four times that the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer, but Ikadatnan, isn't there the following Mishnah, Melamdin es Haktano Shetimoin? So this is a Mishnah Mesechtes Yevamis, at the very end of Mesechtes Yevamis, Dav Kuftes Amar Aleph. The context over there is there were two brothers that were married to two sisters. One of the brothers was married to a Gedoyla, the other brother was married to a Kitana. A Kitana that was married off, not by her father, but rather by her brother. A father can marry off a ketana midairaisa. A brother or another family member has the right to marry off their sister, but only midirabana. So two brothers were married to two sisters. One was married regularly ishus dairaisa. So the other one was married ishus dirabana. The brother that was married to the gedolah died. So that her wife now fell a yibum to the brother that was married to the ketana. What's the shaila? You can't do yibum with an erva. Even though yibum inherently involves arayos, because every yivama is an eshes ach, which is one of the arayos, stating that the first Mishnah in the Sechtes Yivama states that if an erva falls the yibum, even a tsaris erva, there's no yibum and there's no chalitza. In this case, an achos isha fell a yibum. Stating that, it's not a regular achos isha, because it's only an achos isha midrabanan. Because the brother that's married, the one that's still alive, his ishus is an ishus midrabanan, because his wife that he married was married off by a brother who didn't have the ability to marry off midrabanan. And for that reason, the chachamim weren't really sure how to handle this case. Because on the one hand, there's a chi of yibam midrabanan that only midrabanan is being inhibited. To go ahead and have the brother divorce his wife is not going to help anything, because achis isha is aser, even if you divorce your wife. Achis grushasai is also an erva. Stating that, Rabbi Eliezer came and he said, I have an etzah. You know what the etzah is? Anytime there's an isha that's only midrabanan, there's something called mion, which means if the woman decides, this girl says, I don't want to stay married to my husband anymore, she has a right to leave her marriage. Obviously, with an isha stay raisa, the only way to unwind the marriage V'koynes atzmon, the first mission of Masechtas Kedushin is either b'misas habal or through a get. Kedushi, the Rabbanon, is different, and as a result, the Chachamim made an unbelievable kula that states that if a ketana who's only married with the Rabbanon decides one day that I'm not interested in being married to this man anymore, she can leave, and that will terminate the issues. So Rabbi Eliezer said the best thing to do over here is to teach this ketana, explain to her what Mian is, and encourage her to want to leave the marriage. If she leaves the marriage, it's oiker the issues l'mafreya. Chaim said, "Mikanu lahabol l'mafreya," but it's oike the ishos l'mafreya. It'll come out she was never married. She was never married. She was never an achis isha. So that would be the eighth. That was Rabbi Eliezer's chiddush in the halacha of Yevamos. Either way, what does it have to do with our sug Yevam? Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel, halacha Rabbi Eliezer, and the same Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of the same Shmuel, the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer. So how could Rabbi Yehuda say in the name of Shmuel halacha Rabbi Eliezer ba'arba? Here I have a fifth one. Zok the Gemara kiyam Shmuel halacha Rabbi Eliezer ba'dalu b'say the tires. Could be when we say that Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel halacha like Rabbi Eliezer in four places. He meant four times in say the Tyrus. Aval b'shar sedarim, but as it relates to other sedarim, iketuva, there are many examples of where the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer. As the Gemara, okay, now I'll prove to you that that's the case. Because I have another Mishnah, and this is a Mishnah, not a Yevamis, but rather Masechtis Chala, Perik Beis Mishnah Dal. Rabbi Eliezer says, Afar Reyev and Eitzel Lasal, Hatzal Metzar from Lachal. So the Mishnah over there is discussing the Shir Chala, which ironically is a Machloik Yishame V'Hilal. So Masechtis Nida begins with a Machloik Yishame V'Hilal. We mentioned, the Gemara says it in Masechtas Shabbos Daf Yudal, that there's three places that Shammai and Hillel argued. The Talmidim of Shammai, Talmidim of Hillel, that was a whole different story. But as it relates to Shammai himself and Hillel himself, the patriarch of the respective Beis Shammais and Beis Hillels, they only had three machloikism. The first one is an isha that's roya dam, daya shaito, but she has to be concerned, mipkida lupkida. The second one was with regards to the shir challah. How much dough does a woman have to be baking in order for it to be a chiyav challah? Either way, so the Mishnah over there, Masechtas Challah, brings a machloik, is that what happens if a woman was baking dough, but she was doing it a little by little? The question is, all those doughs, are they mitzarif or are they not mitzarif? Rabbi Eliezer says a big chiddush in that context. He says that if a woman would bake bread and take the breads and put them into a basket, so now that they're all in the same basket, that would be enough, hasal mitzarif l'chala, that there should be a chiyuv chala. That's a chiddush. Could be they weren't even baked together. But the fact that they were put in the same sal, that would be enough. But either way, Rabbi Yehuda, again, in the name of Shmuel, said, that halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer, Shema Mina. So what must you say? I thought it's only four times. Here you have a case where even in Masechtas Challah, he paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. Must be up, because it's four and say the Tyres. Outside of Tyres, it could be it's more. That's why in Hilchas Challah, Shmuel Paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, and therefore you can't ask me a question from the fact that Shmuel Paskin like Rabbi Eliezer regarding Miyun, because that's a Yevamos Sugya. Yevamos does not say that Tyrus, and therefore it's a fading word, my Omedei Hai Mehai. It sounds like the Raya from Challah is a better Raya than the Raya from Yevamos, right? The Mara Kasha. Shmuel Paskin like Rabbi Eliezer in four cases. What do you mean? He Paskin like him with regards to the Achis Isha in a case of Miyun. So the Gemara said, no, four Besei the Tyrus. And I'll prove it to you because I have another case, the case of Challah. Why is that better proof than the first case? It's a nice Tyrus. But if you're insecure about the Tyrus, what are you proving to me from Challah that somehow is going to resolve that little issue that you might have had? So the Gemara, I'll tell you why. Because really, the Tyrus is not such a good Tyrus based on the raya from Yevamos. And the reason is, Mishum Dekoi, Rabbi Loza Kavosei, because this halacha of Melamdin HaSaktanash HaTimoyim Boy, Rabbi Eliezer said, but Rabbi Loza, not to be confused, also said it. I mean, Rabbi Loza also said it. There would have been makom to say that the reason Shmuel Paskin like that halacha wasn't because Rabbi Eliezer said it, but because Rabbi Loza said it. So it's not a stira. Meaning, when Shmuel said the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer Ba'arba, he meant where only Rabbi Eliezer said it. But being that there, it's also Rabbi Loza, maybe this. Now, where do you find Rabbi Loza said it? It's a mafurish mishnah. Rabbi Loza, I'm going to say, Tana Shetimayim, but the Gemara says, Umikai, is that really true? Va'atzrichu matzrichinon luhu, v'loidam yeladadi. And Rashi just says, I am Masechtas Yevamos, so we'll do the same thing and just say I am the Masechtas Yevamos. But if you look at the Gemara over there, the Gemara makes a tzricha. So the Gemara says Rabbi Eliezer weren't really saying the same thing. They were clearly saying something similar, but not the same thing. Meaning, where Rabbi Eliezer's halacha and Rabbi Eliezer's halacha is not one and the same. So it's not true that Rabbi Eliezer is koi kavosei. The Gemara says you're right. Not Rabbi Eliezer, because his halacha, although it was very similar to Rabbi Eliezer's halacha, is not the same halacha. But Rabbi Yudim Bava said, "Tanya learned to the brayse. Rabbi Yudim Bava hated varim. It's not a brayse. It's a mishnah. It's a mishnah Masechtas Idias. He said five things, all very important halachas. All halachas that we paskin like, none of
which are related to each other. Number one, shememanes aktanois. You do miyum by aktanois. Number two, shemasinus isha al piyed echad. Very important halacha. Eidos isha requires only an eid echad. Vishen niskel tarnugel b'Yerushalayim. So we're familiar with shoshon agachas hapara, the concept of a shoshon niskel. The Torah talks about it in Parshas Mishpatim. But Rashi brings a chumash, and it's based on this idea that shor is lav dafka. Dibar akasa b'lashon hoved. The reason the Torah spoke about a shor is because that's the most common. Usually a tarnugel doesn't shtois. A shor, that's what he does. He's noigeach sometimes. But either way, the shor is lav dafka, a tarnugel as well. And Rida ben Bava said eidos, that he heard that a tarnugel once received skila, it had a din of a shor aniskel. There was a discussion amongst the Tanam. At what point is wine too old in order for you to be able to pour it on the Mizbech? It has to be Yayin Chodosh on some level. Either way, Rabbi Ben Maseir said Eidos, that he knows that they once poured wine that was already 40 days old. That the Tamid Shal Shachar could be brought up until 4 hours in the day, which affects Zman Tefillah. But either way, the first thing Rabbi Ben Bava said was, Shememanin Esak Tanois, that you could do Miyun with Ktanois. Oh, this is Rabbi Eliezer's Halacha. So the reason it doesn't maybe count towards examples where we pass like Rabbi Eliezer is because maybe we're not passing like Rabbi Eliezer. Just so happens Rabbi Eliezer also said it. But we're really passing like Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. But the truth is, before we do that, we need to prove that Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava was saying Rabbi Eliezer's halacha. Maybe we're saying Rabbi Eliezer's halacha. Because we said Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Eliezer both said very similar halachas. The words were even the same. But the Gemara comes out in Yevamos that it's not the same halacha. But the Gemara says, I'll prove to you that Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava meant Rabbi Eliezer's halacha. Because my ketanus, what did he mean when he said ketanus, lashon rabbim? Lav, chadad Rabbi Eliezer, chadad Rabbi Eliezer. He probably meant Rabbi Eliezer's halacha and Rabbi Eliezer's halacha. The Gemara says, loy, my ketanus, ketanus dam. Maybe really only meant Rabbi Eliezer's halacha. And when he said ketanus, he meant all the ketanus of the world. Not lashon rabbim because he means Rabbi Eliezer's case and Rabbi Eliezer's case, whatever that is, ayin yevamos. Maybe ketanus in terms of all the ketanus, but the Gemara is not mashma that way. Because when he said the halacha, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, that masin eso isha al piyed echad, he said isha. He didn't say nashim. What's the kasha? Shouldn't it say nashim? V'neim nashim da'alma. Elam edahach, ketani isha. V'hach, ketani ketanois. By isha, he said lashon yachid. And by ketanois, he said lashon rabbim. Shema mino, he doesn't mean ketanois da'alma. Rather, dafki ketani, he means two types of ketanois. Rabbi Eliezer's halacha, Rabbi Eliezer's halacha, Shema mino, what? That Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava held like Rabbi Eliezer. It's for that reason, when the Gemara asked the kasha of how could you tell me that Shmuel only passed with Rabbi Eliezer 4 times, didn't he pass like that, Rabbi Eliezer? And the Gemara's teretz was 4 times b'seid the tirus. The Gemara wasn't so sure that's the right answer, and the Gemara needed a hachi nami mistabra. I'll prove it to you from somewhere else, from a mishnah b'sach teschal. What do you mean? Why is this not enough of a proof? Where do you see more in Chala than you see here? Oh, well, you see more in Chala is because by Chala it's for sure Rabbi Eliezer. Over here, maybe it was Alt Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Once I know from the Mishnah Masechtas Chala that Shmuel clearly paskin like Rabbi Eliezer more than 4 times, must be the Teretz say the Teretz. Now you could say he held like Rabbi Eliezer also. And again, when he said Dalid, what he was referring to was 4 times in say the Teretz. Either way, the Gemara is now going to present a similar discussion that's Negea, not something Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, but rather something that another great Amoira said, and this is the Amoira Rabbi Eliezer. So we had Rabbi Eliezer, the topic of the daf, and Rabbi Eliezer, as in the Tana Rabbi Eliezer, also known as Rabbi Eliezer ben Shamua, and now we're going to have the Amoira Rabbi Eliezer, also known as Rabbi Eliezer ben Pidas. So there's the Tana Rabbi Eliezer, and there's the Amoira Rabbi Eliezer. Either way, v'chein Amar Rabbi Eliezer, the Amoira Rabbi Eliezer said, Halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer b'dala, the same exact thing that Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul said. Faith the Gemara b'su leka, is that true? V'atanan, ironically, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, v'lam dira saktana shetimoyim boy, v'Amar Rabbi Eliezer, and the same Rabbi Eliezer, and Amoira said, Halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer, it's the same four that Rabbi Eliezer paskined like Rabbi Eliezer, and the Gemara is asking from the same fifth one. That Rabbi Eliezer Shita of Melam Dina Saktana Shatimoyim Boy, just like Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul said Allah Chak Rabbi Eliezer in that case, apparently Rabbi Lazar said the same thing. Says the Gemara, Pchit Teimah Ki Amar Rabbi Lazar Allah Chak Rabbi Lazar Ki Amar Rabbi Lazar Allah Chak Rabbi Eliezer Bedal. B'say the Tairis Abu Sharas Dri Iko. Maybe you'll say the same Tairis, just like we said for Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul that he meant 4 and say the Tairis. So too Rabbi Lazar only meant 4 times and say the Tairis, as opposed to Yevamos, which has nothing to do with say the Tairis. But the Gemara says, Omi Iko, in Rabbi Lazar you can't say it. Why? But now we learned in a Mishnah, and this is a Mishnah in Masechtes Shviyah. So we had already a Mishnah Masechtes Nida, a Mishnah in Masechtes Yevamos, a Mishnah Masechtes Chala, And now we have a Mishnah in Masech Tishviyas. The Mishnah says, Havered v'hakoifer v'halotoyim v'hakitov yeshlem shviyas uledmeim shviyas. These things that grow are subject to the laws of shviyas. If you sell them, the money is subject to the laws of shviyas. Yeshlem beer, they have the halacha of beer, which is a detail in Hilcha Shviyas. Uledmeim beer, if you sell them, their money is subject to the laws of beer. Either way, in short, what the Mishnah is saying is that these four things are all subject to the laws of shviyas. Rapada said, Man Tano, who's the Tano of this Mishnah that says Kitafa Pera Ktaf, which is the fourth of the four things that were mentioned in this Mishnah? If we're saying that subject to the laws of shviyas, clearly we hold it's a peri. Who's the Tana that holds it's a peri? Rabbi Eliezer. It's the Tana, Rabbi Eliezer. Now, what exactly is taf? So Rashi says, kitaf is resin. It's the sap that comes out of a balsam tree. Either way, it's resin. So a fruit gives off sap. Not only that, the bark of a tree can ooze out resin, leaves ooze as in resin, as we'll see more on Amud Beis. But either way, that's what ketaf is. So ketaf is this resin that comes from a specific type of tree. If we're saying that it's subject to the laws of shviyas, it means that the resin itself has the chashivas of a peri. Regardless, Rav Pedos said that who's the Tana that says that? It's Rabbi Eliezer. Vam Rav Zeira. So Rav Zeira heard Rav Pedos said it, and he turned to Rav Pedos and he told him he was moicha. You're saying a very big kula, and you know what's coming out from your kula? You're going to be matter ketaf al alma. This is a huge chiddush. By you saying that the Tana that holds that ketaf is subject to shviyas is Rebbe Eliezer, there's a big kula. But it's a combination, the kula, of two statements. One, the statement that you just said, and the other one is the statement that your father said. So who was Rav Pedas' father? Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar was Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas. He had a son Pedas, presumably named after his father. But either way, so Rav Zeira told Rav Pedas that if I take your chiddush, that man tana ketaf apeira, Rabbi Elazar, and something your father said, it's going to come out a churban, a too big of a kula in the laws of shviyas. Why? Atam rit man tana ketaf apeira, Rabbi Elazar. Vavucham, you know what your father said? Halachik, Rabbi Elazar, bedalid, only in four times. And Rav Tos heard that. And Rav Tos said, I hear what you're saying, Rav Zeira. What's the Gemara's kasha? V'im Yisra, if you're going to tell me, there are Belozer holds like Shmuel, that it's true, halachic Rabbi Eliezer b'dalad, but only dalad and say the tires. Could be there's other times, outside of say the tires, that halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer. So you know what he should have told to Rav Zeira? Rav Zeira, it's not true what you're saying. Lei malei ki ama Abba. When did Abba, my father, say halachic Rabbi Eliezer b'dalad, b'say the tires? Abba b'shar story, this is Shvius. This has nothing to do with say the tires. So here you can't say the tires, says the Gemara that we said to be Miyashiv Shmuel. If that's the case, again, Rabbi Elazar said, Alochik Rabbi Eliezer b'dalid. What happened to Rabbi Elazar's memra, who said, Alochik is like Rabbi Eliezer, that melamdin esaktana shetim moyim boy, elokasha, he, sakti gemar, mishum dekoy, Rabbi Elazar kavose. No, he wasn't paskling there, Rabbi Elazar v'amoyra, like Rabbi Eliezer the Tana, but rather Rabbi Elazar the Amora was paskening like Rabbi Elazar the Tana. The Tana, Rabbi Elazar, I'm like Tana Shetimai, but the Gemara says no. We already knocked that out. Umikoy, is that true? Is Rabbi Elazar saying the same thing? Atzruch, atzruchi, matzruchinu. But like Dami Ladali, didn't the Gemara Masechtas Yevamis Ayin Sham make a tzricha? So why we need Rabbi Elazar? Like Rabbi Elazar, like, point is it's not the same halacha. So the Gemara says, right, mishum dekoy, Rabbi the Mabava Kavos. Either way, that's the Gemara Masulaka. The Gemara says, is that true? Is this the only time that the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer? But time we learn to the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva says, "Oimer bracha revius bifnei atzma." The context of the Mishnah. This is a Masechtas Brachas. So now we have a Mishnah Brachas. Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph, and the Mishnah over there discusses when you say Atochein Antanu. So Matzoy Shabbos, we insert Atochein Antanu, and the question is when exactly to say it. So we say it in the bracha of Choinen Hadas, stating that there was a big machlokes Tanoim if that's really the way you're supposed to do it. Rabbi Kiva said it should be a bracha revius bifnei atzma. You add a bracha. You add a new bracha to the Shmoyne Esrei. It's the fourth bracha, so it's said in the same place where we say it, but whereas we say it in the middle of the bracha of Choinen Hadas, it's actually a bracha bifnei atzma. Rebbe Eliezer Omer. Rebbe Eliezer said, Omer b'hoida. You say it in the middle of Moedim. V'amer Rebbe Elazar. And Rebbe Elazar said, Halacha k'Rebbe Eliezer. So had Shmuel said it, it wouldn't be a kasha, because you'd say, yeah, we know Shmuel holds like Rabbi Eliezer, maybe in more than four places. When he said four, he meant four in Seder Tyrus. This is not Seder Tyrus, this is Hilchos Brachos. But we just proved that for Rabbi Lazar, that Tyrus doesn't work. So if it doesn't work for Rabbi Lazar, how could Rabbi Lazar over here at Paskin like Rabbi Eliezer? There, it could be Rabbi Eliezer wasn't really saying his own halacha. When Rabbi Eliezer said, you should say, in the middle of Moedim, he was paskining not his own halacha, the halacha of Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. The Tanya we learned to the Braiser. Rabbi Kiva said, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel said you should say it in the middle of Moedim. But the Gemara says it can't be. There's no way Rabbi Eliezer was quoting Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. You know why? Vakashish minei tuva. He was so much younger than him. Rashi says, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel was Rabbi Eliezer's nephew. How was he his nephew? Because Rabbi Eliezer, we said, was an Eidim of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. He was married to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's daughter, which would then make his wife Rabbi Gamliel's sister, which means Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, who's Rabbi Gamliel's son, is his sister's son. In other words, his nephew. But the point is, he was so much younger than him, says the Gemara, that there's no way Rabbi Eliezer saying over him. The Gemara says, you're right, you have to say it in the reverse. Elam Shum Dekoy, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, b'shita say. Same concept of what we said earlier, albeit slightly different, and that is that the reason Rabbi Eliezer paskin like Rabbi Eliezer is because he wasn't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer per se, he was paskin Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. Meaning four times where it's only Rabbi Eliezer and still he paskins that way. Here it's also Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. That's not a contradiction to this klal. Says the Gemara, Mikoy, but is that even true? Does Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, meaning parenthetically, it's coming out now that Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel both held that you say ato chayin antanu in the middle of Moedim. Freit the Gemara, v'atayim lo into the Braisa, or Yom HaKippurim. This is Leil Yom Kippur, as in Leil Kol Nidre. Mispalo Sheva, when you say Shmai Nesre, it's not your regular Shmai Nesre, Shabbos Yont, if you don't say 18 brachas. So what are you saying? Yom Kippur, it's 7 brachas on Mizvada, and you klap Al-Chet. Shachris, Mispalo Sheva, Mizvada. Musif, Mispalo Sheva, Mizvada. Mincha, Mispalo Sheva, Mizvada. Bini'ila, Mispalo Sheva, Mizvada. Here's the Chiddush. Ba'arvis, Leil Moitzo Yom Kippur, meaning after Yom Kippur already, Mispalo Sheva, Me'en Shmoneh Esrei. So then you daven Tfilas Havineinu, Rashi says. It's an abridged version of Shmoneh Esrei that we don't have anymore. But either way, not officially. But Mispalo Sheva, Me'en Shmoneh Esrei. It's Me'en Shmoneh Esrei. So even Moitzo Yom Kippur, you're not supposed to daven the regular Shmoneh Esrei. No, he said Mispalo Shmoneh Esrei. You have to daven a regular Shmoneh Esrei. You know why? Because you have to say Atochein Antono. There's no way to put Atochein Antono in the abridged in Shmoneh Esrei. And you have to say it. And where do you have to say it? So how can you tell Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel like Rabbi Eliezer holds that when he's supposed to say it? B'moedim, we have a steerer, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. Rabbi Nachman ben Yitzchak, iu ama mishum avoyis avolei lo sfirle. What did Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel say in this braisa? He said, mishum avoyis avoymer. Oh, it was the name of his fathers. Meaning the fathers, who were the fathers of Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel? The Nesiim of Klal Yisrael. But his fathers, his Zaydas, they all held that you're supposed to say B'chayin and Adas. He didn't hold that way. He held like his uncle Rabbi Eliezer. He held that it's supposed to be in the middle of the bracha of Moedim. Either way, the Gemara is going to go back now for a moment to the exchange between Rav Pedos and Rav Zeir. The Mishnah had said in Mesechta Shvias, Havered v'hakoyfer v'alotoyim v'hakitof yesh lem shvias l'udemeim shvias. Rav Pedos said, man tana ketof a peri. Who's the tana that holds that ketof is considered a peri, meaning this resin that has a chashivas of a peri? It's Rav Eliezer. And when Rav Zeir heard that, he told Rav Tos, I don't like what you're saying, because now it's going to come at a big kula. Because you're saying it's Rabbi Eliezer. Your father said, we only pass Rabbi Eliezer four times. If that's the case, it comes out that we're going to be very, very makel with the laws of Shvias. The Gemara says, Rav Yirmiya overheard this exchange. The exchange between Rav Zeira and Rav Pedos. Only Rav Yirmiya, Rav Zeira. So Rav Yirmiya turns to Rav Zeira, told Atli Tispo, the man Tana Ketofa Ptera, Rav Lozi. He says, why are you asking on Rav Pedos? He didn't even say a chiddush. It's pashut that the Tana that holds that a ketaf is a peri is Rav Lozi. Why? Because even though I don't have proof necessarily from that Mishnah Masech Teshvias, I could prove it from a Mishnah somewhere else. And this Mishnah is a Masech Tesorla. Literally, we're going through Shisha Sidra Mishnah. Rav Eliezer says, Amayim Bitzraf Arla Aser. The context over there is somebody was making cheese. And he took milk, and you have to be maimed the milk. So in the olden days, they used to be maimed it ba'er keves nevela, the oiv de kechavim war, and that's why Gvinas Achim is aser, ayin avoydazor laben heyam and aleph, v'advarim atikin, v'ein kama kermi laharach. But in this Mishnah, the person was maimed the chalav, not within an ur keves nevela, not in the fourth stomach of an animal, but rather, he did it using straf, using sap of a fruit, The fruit was arla. And it was machlokes Reb Elazar and the Chachamim. Does that now make the cheese aser? Is it like being maimed by erkevas nevela? Why, yeah? It's arla. Why not? Because maybe it's not really fruit. Maybe the ktaf doesn't have a chshivas of a peri. It's a machlokes Reb Elazar and the Chachamim. Reb Elazar says aser. So what do you see from there? That Reb Elazar is the one that holds that sap, resin, is a fruit. If he's the one who said it, in the laws of Ireland, the Chum argued, so why should Shvius be any different? So Rabbi Yirmiya turns to Rabbi Zeira, says, Rabbi Zeira, it's a Mefurash Mishnah Masechtas Arla. You see, Rabbi Lezen, the Chachamim argued whether Kitaf is a pre with regards to Arla. Shouldn't it be the same Machloikis as regards to the laws of Shvius? The Gemara says, not Filo Temer Rabbana. No, because Rabbi Zeira held that there was a way to be Moikim the Mishnah Masechtas Shvius according to Rabbana. Because at Kanli Pli Rabbana led Rabbi Eliezer Elo B'Kitaf, the Gavza. The machlokes over there between Reb Elazar Chachamim was with regards to the resin of the tree. Meaning the tree itself gave off resin. Oh, that resin of the tree itself? There was a machlokes, is it considered a peri? It's not because Avo B'Ktofa the peri. But if the fruit itself has sap, oh, that's different. Moidilei. And by the way, he said that's a Mefurash Mishnah Masach Tazarla. That's not. Amr Rabbi Yeshua. Shamati B'Therish. Shamayme B'Tzrafa Olin. B'Tzrafa Yikorim Mutter. That if you make milk using the resin of leaves of a tree, or the wood of a tree, the root of a tree, that's okay according to the Chachamim. But b'sraf ha'pagin, if you use the fruit itself, also then it's going to be awesome. Im neishu peri. So either way, Reb Zeira felt that why you be making the Mishnah Masechta Shviyas with regards to the Reb Eliezer, there would have been a way to make it work according to the Chachamim as well. The Iba Yisayim, another way that you could have made the Mishnah Shviyas work according to the Chachamim. So you can argue, keep like Rabbanu let Reb Eliezer be ilan oisa peris. Maybe the Machlokes Reb Eliezer was only with regards to a tree that's oisa peris. Avo b'ilan chayin oisa peris. But maybe if you have a tree that doesn't have peris, moidu the ketafas oya purya. Then over there, even the resin of the tree itself, not the fruit, it's not oisa peris. The tree itself maybe has a chshivas of a peri, because being that there are no other peris, so by default this becomes the peri of a tree. And the Tanan, and this precedence from this, from a Mishnah in Masech the Shvius, Reb Shimon Oimer, ain l'ktaf Shvius. Ktaf has no Shvius. That's what Reb Shimon holds. V'chamim Oimer, yesh l'ktaf Shvius, v'pnei shekotfo izeh uperio. You see the svara, that the ktaf itself can be treated as a priest. As the Warman, Chachamim, Lav Rabbanu, the Plikul Rebbe Eliezer, it's probably the Chachamim, who argued Rebbe Eliezer. Why? Because according to Rebbe Eliezer, all ktaf is a peri. So it's not only ketofo izeh uperio, which sounds like we're talking about an Elon that's otherwise not Oysa Peiros. He holds it's always considered a Peiri. Elamai, you see that even the Chachamim that hold that Ktaf ordinarily is not considered a Pri, but if it's an Elon that's Einoi Oysa Peiros, so all it has is its resin. Over there, the resin is going to be considered a Peiri. But the Gemara says, Amalei Ahu Saba, but Ahu Saba, Taisus Chulin says that Ahu Saba is always Elio Anavi, but Hachiyam Rabbi Yechanan, Man Chachamim, Rabbi Eliezer. It's not Muchach. Could be the Chachamim over there that argue with Reb Shimon is really Rabbi Eliezer. Aye, if it's Rabbi Eliezer, why does he have to say that the Ketaf is a Peri? Because Zehu Perioi, he holds it's always that way. So the right, Rabbi Eliezer, my ear, you're an Elon, Chain Oisa Peri, I feel the Elon Oisa Peri, Ketaf is Zehu Perioi. When it says, you're right, Livrain the Rabbanon Kamaluhu, he was talking to the Rabbanon. Meaning Reb Shimon in that Mishnah. He was saying, Lididi, according to me, I feel Illinois a peri, it's not Miktaf is a peri. I hold Ktaf is always a peri. Lididchu, you hold not that way, but Oidli Mios, but Ilon Shainois a peri. But could you at least be moided to me by Ilon that's Ainois a peri, the Ktaf is a peri? Why? Because this is all it has. Rabbanan Ami Loishna, no. The Rabbanan say, I disagree with you. I hold Loishna, and as a result, the Halacha is going to be that Mishnah, Reb Shimon Shita, that the Ktaf is never going to be a peri. Either way, as it relates back, on Amud Aleph, we had this exchange between Reb Zeir and Rav Tos. Rav Tos said that the Mishnah that says that there's Dine Shvius, that a Negeya Ktaf, is going the Shitas Reb Eliezer. Reb Zeir heard that and he was very disappointed. He said, he was Moicha. He said, according to you, it's going to come out a tremendous kula. Because he told me it's Reb Eliezer. Really, that Loch is not like Reb Eliezer. Because I know that from your father. So between what you said, that the Mishnah is Reb Eliezer, and what your father said, that Loch is only Reb Eliezer in four places, not only in Say the Tyrus, period, in four places. So it's going to come out that the Loch is not that Ktaf is subject to the laws of Shvius. And that seemingly was a kula, it was like a pirtza. And Reb Zeira was very disappointed by that. So Reb Yirmiya, now we know the rest of the story from Amud Beis, turns to Reb Zeira. He says, I don't understand, Reb Zeira, you have another way to learn the Mishnah? Isn't this Reb Eliezer's Shita in the Mishnah Masechtas Arla? He holds, if you maimed b'sraf Arla, it's a problem. The Chum hold, it's not a problem. So the Gemara gave two terutzim why Reb Zeira was disappointed. Because there were two ways Reb Zeira felt you could have made the Mishnah in Shvius work, even according to the Chachamim. Either you could have said that the Mishnah is talking about the sraf of the peri itself, and make it even according to the Chachamim. Just like you find in Arla, Rabbi Yeshua said that everyone agrees, the Chachamim agree that if you're maimed with the sraf of the pri itself, it would now be a problem to eat this cheese because you were maimed it with Arla. So you see there's a difference between the resin of the tree and the resin of the fruit. So maybe over there, that would have been one way to be Mike. Another way to be Mike is if you wanted it to be talking about Ktaf of the Elon itself, you could have said it's talking about an Elon that's in the Yosef Paris. And an Elon that's in the Yosef Paris, there is precedence maybe from a Mishnah Masach Teshvias. Maybe that's different because being that it doesn't have any natural fruit, this tree, maybe we look at the resin that the tree produces as being its natural fruit. The bottom line is that's why he was upset. If you're holding Cheshvin, there's a very obvious problem with this. And it's Tosfos Kasha, Dibra Maskel, Biktaf of the Peira. And we'll just speak out the Kasha. And that is, it comes out then that really Reb Zeira agreed with Reb Yirmiyah's Kasha. That if you want the Mishnah in Masechet Shviyas to be talking about the resin of a tree, and certainly of a tree that's Isa Peris, you'd have to be Mikeim like Rebbe Eliezer. Meaning, really, when Rav Pada said that the time of that Mishnah Masechet Shviyas is Rebbe Eliezer, he wasn't saying a Chiddush. Because we know this is a machloek as Rebbe Eliezer and the Chacham, and we know it from Sugi's and Masechet Sarla. So you could sit down and learn the Sugi B'in, you'll know exactly Rebbe Eliezer holds, exactly the Chacham holds. And in fact, there was no machloek. It was very clear that Rebbe Eliezer is going to hold one way with regards to Ktaf on Shviyas, and the Chacham were going to hold another way. So when Rav Ptas said the Mishnah is Rebbe Eliezer, he wasn't like a Chiddush. Everybody knows that. Reb Zeira was just disappointed because he felt, why are you being Mikeim the Mishnah like Rebbe Eliezer? There's a way to be Mikeim the Mishnah, the Chacham. But as it relates to the Halacha, it's going to come down to a Machlokes Rebbe Eliezer and the Chacham. The only nafkamina is how to learn the Mishnah. Is the Mishnah Rebbe Eliezer? You could be Mikeim the Mishnah one way. Or is the Mishnah Chachamim? Then you'll be Mikeim the Mishnah in another way. It's a machlokes how to make an akimt in the Mishnah. But it's not a machlokes halacha l'maisa. If that's the case for Eitosis, what was Reb Zeira's macha? Reb Zeira's being Meicha. He was upset. He said, you're saying a kula, because you're saying the Mishnah is Rebbe Eliezer, and I know that halacha is not like Rebbe Eliezer. But really, after further review, the first thing, what Reb Pada said, is not a chiddush. Because it's just a chiddush in the world of akimtus. But it's not a chiddush la'alacha. There's no chiddush la'alacha that's coming out. Rav Zeira was for sure being meicha from the halacha perspective. Because he said, you're being meicha Mishnah Rebbe Eliezer, it's going to come out to Mishnah Rebbe Eliezer. Okay, no. What's the difference? It doesn't impact the halacha. At the end of the day, Rebbe Eliezer is going to hold one way with regard to this halacha. I'm not going to hold another way. If the halacha is not like Rebbe Eliezer, then the halacha won't be like that Mishnah. It's just a machlokes really, and had to be meicha in the Mishnah, there doesn't seem to be any lethal side effects. What's going to happen? So you were making the Mishnah like Rebbe Eliezer? No. It wasn't paskening like Rebbe Eliezer. It would just be making the Mishnah like Rebbe Eliezer. So what's this churva that's going to come out from this halacha? I just thought that was important to speak out. Either way, let's just go a little bit weiter and then we'll speak out right. Ezoi besula. So we return to our regular program, which is the sugyas of dayan shaita. So Rebbe Eliezer said, arba nashim dayan shaita. Besula muberes miniku skena. What's unique about those four nashim? They're all becheskes mesulekes damim. And mean that the becheskes mesulekes damim, so the halacha is, if they see dam, it's a chiddush. And pointing that it's a chiddush, you don't have to be concerned that maybe there was dam there already, there's no tumma of the mafreya. Rabbi Shua said, ani lo shamati el psula. I only heard it with regards to a psula. Then the Mishnah said, ezoi psula. Okay, so what's the definition of a psula? Kol shalei ruas adam yomeh. Any woman or any girl that never saw dam nida. So the first time that she sees dam, if she saw it al yedei bedika, her halacha is going to be dayashayta. And then the Mishnah adds two words. Afal pisha nesua. And this is true even if this woman is already a nesua. What does the Mishnah mean to say? Because usually, what's the definition of a basula? A basula is a woman that never had a bia. That's what basula means. Basula nisus, Le'em Ravine, the first mission of Masechtas Ksubas, it means not a woman that never saw dam nida. It means a woman that never had a bia. It's possible she had many bias, but she never saw dam nida. So, says the Mishnah, this basula that we're saying is daya shaita, is afa pisha nesua. Has nothing to do with her being married, there being a bia, there not being a bia. It's a new type of basula. Zok the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan, this is for us, dam machmas asuin. If a woman was married and she saw dam machmas asuin, meaning she had dam basulin, or yolda, or she had a child, for us, dam machmas leda, and she had dam, but it was because of the childbirth. Adainani karla basula, as it relates to the halacha of daya shaita, she's still called a basula. Shari basula sha'amru, when the Mishnah says basula, basula is dam, if a basula is basula. It doesn't mean what basula usually means. In this case, it means something completely different. Meaning, if she had a child, she's obviously not a basula. If she was roya dam basulim, so she's not a basula. But the Teretz says the Mishnah's basula and the basula of kol terukula is not the same thing. Any more any is after. Kind of said. Ton, we learned in the Brisa. Gilum basula. Same. There's three types of basula. Basula's adam, basula's karka, and basula's shikma. Basula's adam. What's a basula? Adam calls manchulay nivelo. This is a woman that never had a beer. Nafkamina. What's the halachic ramifications of a besula. Number one, the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol had to only marry a besula. Inami, the ksubasim asayim. She gets a bigger ksuba. Alman only gets money. Besula's karka. What's a besula's karka? So this is land that is a besula. Kosman shalei nevda. As long as it was never worked. Nafkimina. What's the nafkimina? Nachalesa. Number one, the eglarufa had to be brought on a property that was never worked. That's besula's karka. Inami lebeka chamemka. If somebody tells somebody, I'm going to sell you karka, besula's karka. So what does that mean? It means karka, shalei nevda. Chapsa nafkimina, the laws of Mecha Chomep. Psula shikma. Shikma is a sycamore tree. So what does psula shikma mean? Kozman shalei niktsef, it was never cut. Nafkimina, le Mecha Chomep. Here, the only nafkimina is in the world of Mecha Chomep. Oh, inami. Le miktsetsa b'shvias. Actually, there is another nafkimina with regards to the laws of Shvias. Now we're going to the Mishnah. In koitsa psula shikma b'shvias, b'nei shi avoida. You're allowed to cut a tree on Shemitah, but not a sycamore tree that was never cut. That's a besula. Why? Because it apparently it has an important impact on the tree, and it's considered avoida. The point is, the nafkamina of besula shikma is with regards to hilchah shvias. But what's the kasha? Vim isa. If you're going to tell me there's a new type of besula, or besula's damin, meaning a woman that had a beer but she never saw dam, is also called a besula. Listen, inami ha. Sa'akun wasn't mentioned in this braisa. If Kahana taught a braisa, gimel besula. It's not true, there's four. You have the regular besula, besula's karka, besula's shekma, and the besula of the Mishnah, mesach tesnida, dav zayin. So, the Gemara, I'm Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, kiktoni midi de lesle shem levai. Ava midi isle shem levai, like kiktoni. So, Nachman by Yitzchak is the first of four terutz and nothing more is going to get. So, the first terutz is that the Brisa is talking about three things that are just referred to as besula, without a shem levai, meaning without having to add something. So, a besula, zdamin is a besula, but she's a besula, zdamin. So, no one's going to refer to a girl that never saw damnida as a besula. You use the word besula without affixing any other word to it, it clearly means a girl that never had a beer. So it's true, the word besula in a broader context will be used in other cases, but it's always going to have a shame levi. It's three times where you'll hear the word besula, and it means something very specific. Rav Sheshes Breid, Rav Idi Yom, Akitani, Midi Tali B'Mais, Midi Tali B'Mais, Like Tani. Those three things, how do they become not besula? Through a maisa. A besula's Adam is through a maisa, a bia. Besulas karka, you work the ground. Besulas shikma, you cut the tree. As opposed to a besulas damim, where if an isha is going to be roidam, it's going to happen naturally. The Mishnah, the Braisa was talking about things that are lehadal lebriyasai, where it can never be undone. As opposed to a besulas damim, so even though she sees dam, but at some point later in her life, she's going to stop seeing dam. Ravino, amar kitani, midi the kapadol zvino, midi the kapadol zvino, like tani. The three were things that if someone's purchasing, someone wants, is getting married, or someone's buying land, someone's buying a tree, he will hear whether it's a besula or not a besula. Besula's dumb and nobody cares about. Frank Gemara, is that true? Just like sa'ar is good for dough, helps it rise, so too dumb is good for a woman. If she sees more dumb, then the likelier she'll have more children. Gemara says, right. Not. Of course, people care about Besula's Damim, but Besula's Damim is not something that is necessarily Kofetz Olazvina. The other three people will be Kofetz Olazvina, as opposed to Besula's Damim, which is a bad thing, right? So a Besula's Adam is a good thing. Besula's Karka is a good thing. Besula's Shikma, it's Kofetz Olazvina. People want it, as opposed to a girl that can't see Dam, it's a Chisarin. And being that it's a chisar and it's like kofetz lezvina, the Braisa wasn't referring to that. Tanu Rabban, is psulas karka? How do you know if land is psulas karka? Is there a way to figure it out? Yeah, kol shemali rishushin, if there's rocks, ve'en afar tichayach, and the afar is not soft, that's a sign that it's a besula, meaning it was never worked. Because once it's worked, the offer would be tichayach already. Nimtza b'cheres, let's say you find shards of cheres, b'yaduah shenevdeba. Somebody must have worked there at some point. Sumna, if you find a big rock, that's a simen muvik harez besulas karka. There's a big rock there, a plow never went through it. So it must be, it was never worked, exhale. Either way, so the topic of today's daf, like the topic of the Zayin of the days, was none other than the great Tana, Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol. So, as mentioned in the introduction, in order to fully appreciate today's daf, and we're not going to have time to go into the nuances, but we need a little bit of a background about Rabbi Eliezer. Now, we, in our Chabura, in the end of Masechtas Erechin, we did Rabbi Eliezer part 1, Rabbi Eliezer part 2, and Rabbi Eliezer part 3. So we were very mayrich as it relates to Rabbi Eliezer, specifically with regards to who Rabbi Eliezer was And the Shitas that Yerushalmi, that Tosfos quotes here, in Nida Dav Zayin of the days, many of the Rishonim quote throughout Shas, Rashi himself brings in the beginning of Perek Reb Eliezer the Milo, that Reb Eliezer was Mitalmidei Beis Shammai. So we'll chazer over one thing that we spoke about, Bekitzer, but the Ein Beis Medrash Beloi Kama Chidushim. So again, who was Reb Eliezer? Reb Eliezer is referred to as Reb Eliezer HaGadol. The Radal wrote a Pirish on Pirkei de Reb Eliezer. So Pirkei de Reb Eliezer is like a medrash, but it's all in Reb Eliezer's Torah. And as a hakdama to his Pirish on Pirkei de Reb Eliezer, he wrote several small kuntrases. One of them is Kuntres Shem HaEchad Eliezer. And in his Kuntres Shem HaEchad Eliezer, he asks, why was Reb Eliezer called Reb Eliezer HaGadol? And he says that the only reason, in his opinion, that he was called Reb Eliezer HaGadol was because he was the greatest of all the Tanan. Meaning, if there was another Reb Eliezer, you could have argued that maybe the reason he's referred to as Reb Eliezer HaGadol is to contrast this Reb Eliezer with the other Reb Eliezer. But he's made a cheshbon, there's no other Reb Eliezer in Shas. This is Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov, this is Reb Eliezer ben Oishra of Yosei Aglili, but there's no other Stam Reb Eliezer. So if there's only one Reb Eliezer, why do you have to call Reb Eliezer Reb Eliezer HaGadol? Rabbi Kiva wasn't called Rabbi Kiva HaGadol. So why would he be called Reb Eliezer HaGadol? Says the Radal, must be, because Reb Eliezer was the greatest of all the Tanaim. And because he was the greatest of all the Tanaim, he was known as the Gadol. Gadol Adar, in our world, is the highest title of Chashivas. Reb Eliezer, in the world of the Tanaim, was the Gadol Adar. Reb Eliezer HaGadol, he's the only one that had that title. What's the makar to that? It's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai, Kibel Mehil V'Shamai. Chamisha Talmidim says the Mishnah, Hoy Lo, Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai. Elu Hei, Reb Eliezer ben Hurkinis, Reb Yishu ben Chananya, Reb Yosi HaKoyin, Reb Shimon ben Asano, Reb Elazar ben Arach. And then the Mishnah says, who are you? Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai used to say, Im you kol chachmi Yisrael bekaf maznayim, the Eliezer ben Hurkinis bekaf shni. If you take all the chachmi Yisrael, you put them on one side of the scale, and you put Eliezer ben Hurkinis, Reb Eliezer, on the other side of the scale, machriya skulan. He'd be machriya everybody. Abishal said, "Im you kol chachmi Yisrael bekaf mazayim." If you put all the chachmi Yisrael on one side, Reb Elazar ben Hurkinis afimam, and you put Reb Elazar ben Hurkinis on that side as well, Reb Elazar ben Arach bekaf shni, you put Reb Elazar ben Arach on the other side, machriya skulin. Reb Elazar ben Arach would be machriya skulin. Now, at first glance, it sounds like we have a machloikis Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai and Abishal, who was oimer mishmoish to Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai, who the greatest Tana was. Was it the Tana Reb Elazar ben Hurkinis, or was it the Tana Reb Elazar ben Arach? Reb Chaim Volozhin in his Pirush on Pirkei Avos and Ruach Chaim, and I found it in the Maram Shik on Pirkei Avos, Shneim Nischavnu Udavarech. I said, what was this machloikis? Was Rabbi Eliezer the greatest? Or was it Rabbi Elazar ben Arach? He said, because if you look at the previous Mishnah, the Mishnah says, who are you, Moina Shvachim? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai used to be Moina the Shvachim of the Tanan. He used to say, Rabbi Elazar ben Hurkinis is a bar sid she'in ma'apatipa. He never forgets anything. Skipping. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach is a Mayan Amis Gabra. Says Rabbi Chaim Volozhin in the Maram Shik, a bar sid she'in ma'apatipa is a Sinite. He's a tremendous book. He never forgets anything. Mayan Amis Gabra, he's the ultimate Lamdin. He's an Eichen Harim. You know what the Machloikis was? The Machloikis was the last Gemara Masechtes Hoirius, the last Gemara Masechtes Brachas. Second to last Gemara. Sinai Adif or Eichen Harim Adif? Is it better to be a big Bucky or is it better to be a big Lamdin? The Tanakhama held that Sinai Adif. That's why he said Rebbe Elazar ben Hurkinis, who was a Borsich and a Mapatipa, he's the one that's Machriya Sakap. He's the greatest of all the Tanakh. Abishal, Oimer Mishmoy, that was Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, because he held that Ikahara Madis. And what was Rabbi Elazar ben Arach's Maila? He was a Mayan Hamas Gaber. That, as I state in Ruach Chaim Ramshik, but the Ramshik fears Ois. He says, if that's the case, we know the Gemara says, Sinai Va'ikaharim, Sinai Yadav. If that's the case, the Aloch in this Mishnah is like the Tanakhama. That who was the greatest of all the Tanam? It was Rabbi Elazar ben Hurkinis. So the bottom line is, Rabbi Elazar ben Hurkinis was the greatest, but he wasn't just the greatest Tanam. Im Yiyu Kol Chachmi Yisrael Bikaif Maznayim. Rabbi Elazar ben Hurkinis Bikaf Shniyo. Hayim Achriyas Kulam. So you put all the Tanam, Hakol Rabbis, on one side, and then you have Rabbi Elazar ben Hurkinis on the other side, Hayim Achriyas Kulam. So says the Radal, is it a Chiddush? Why he was called Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol? Because he's clearly the greatest of all the Tanaim. Either way, it's based on this Mishnah that Rabbi Eliezer is referred to as Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol. Stating that, we saw in the sugya, Rabbi Eliezer was Shamuti. The halacha never followed the group, never followed Rabbi Eliezer. And in our sugya, it's a machlokes Rashi. And Tosfos, depending on which sugya you're learning, it's going to be a machlokes Rishayim. It's always two shittas in the Rishayim. Is Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti based on the Gemara of Matzilut, which we'll get to in a minute? Or is it based on the fact that it was Mitalmidei Beis Shammai? The Chavis Yar in a tshuva, it's in Siman Tzadik Dalet, he asks that according to the Shittos, Tosfos here in Nida Zayin Beis Yerushalmi, that the reason Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti is because he was Mitamida Beis Shammai. He says, I have a problem with that, because there were other Tanam that were also Mitamida Beis Shammai. You don't find by other Tanam that they should be Shamuti. And he gives an example. His example is Rab Tarfon. So we spoke out of Teretz, Ba'arichos, Kol Maitzukis. We spoke a lot about this, that could be Rabbi Eliezer was different precisely because of the fact that he was Rabbi Eliezer Agadol, based on the Mesilas Yesharim, Mishkal HaChasidus, Simin Chav, the Ein Kam Mekoymer Laharach, but Ein Beis Medrash Boloi Chiddush. I found in the Chassam Sofer, right here, so this is where the Chassam Sofer meets this raid. The Chassam Sofer, right here, Mesachtes Nida Dav Zayin Amad Beis. He says, Yira, the Rashi Noin Mipirish HaYerushalmi. Who? Shekibalti. Mishum de Rabbi Eliezer. Why is Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti? Why none of the other Tanon? So he says it's based on a Gemara in Sukkot Abchav Chesam Aleph. Listen to a Dov Niflo. Rabbi Eliezer said, Me oylam lo yomarti dover shaloy shamati miraboisai. So we once used this as a kasha. Rabbi Eliezer, Me oylam lo yomarti dover shaloy shamati miraboisai. And he was a Talmud of Yechon ben Zakkai. And Yechon ben Zakkai was the Kotan Shabakulam. He was a Talmud of Hillel HaZaken. So how does it make sense that Rabbi Eliezer is Beis Shammai? It's faker. It sounds like he should be Hill. Now the truth is, we just read the Mishnah, Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai kibul mehil mishamai. But Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai goes down not as a Talmud of Shammai. He goes down as a Talmud of Hillel. So Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai is Hillel. Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus is Talmud Muvik. He said, Me'oilam lo yamati dovah shloi shamati mir abayisai, and everything Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus said is Shammai. But Herach Sam Sofer, he said, Shamati. Or not Shamati, Kibalti. He says, I have a Kabbalah that where Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus said in Sukkah Chavchasa Me'alef, Me'oilam lo yamarti dovah shloi shamati mir abayisai. You know what he meant to say? He was telling the Chevra, he says, you know, I was Mekabal from Beis Shammai. Yeah, I'm a Tam Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai. Oh, Be'icha Boich Mekabal Gevein from Beis Shammai. Me'oilam lo yamarti dovah shloi shamati mir abayisai. Everything I've ever said is from Beis Shammai. And they chop, that's what he meant, and that's why he was Shamuti. Rav Tarfon was also Makal from Mishra, he was Makal from Mishra. So they knew that sometimes we could go like Rav Tarfon, but he's Machmer and Hilchas Kriya Shema, that's bad. But sometimes we can go like Rav Tarfon. But Rabbi Eliezer said, May Oilam Leyamarti Dova Shloi Shamati Mir Abayis. You know what he was coming to say? That I mean Beis Shammai. And that's what they understood, that's what he meant. So it's not a kasha if I cared, Hei Nein Advar. It's because he said, May Oilam Leyamarti Dova Shloi Shamati Mir Abayis, that Rabbi Eliezer goes down on Shamuti. The Chassam Sofer brings this a few times in his tshuvas. One of them is in Eir Chaim Simen Kuf Mem Ches. He writes, listen to how he says it. Because for Rishonim, Hatam de Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti, Mishum She His Spotter. He was his spotter. It's a chbarimt. He was like, you proud. Shloi omar dova shloi shoma me rabba me oilam. Im kein kol dvor av divrei be shamayim. Lochein nikra shamuti. He says it also in the end of a tshuva in Chesham Mishpatsim in Rei Shei. It's dvar am nifla. But the pnimius ha'inyan is that when Rabbi Eliezer said, me oilam loyam marti dova shloi shamati me rabba yisai, that's what he was referring to. Incidentally, in that tshuva, the Chassam Sofer says he can't remember where he saw this. Here he says, kibalti. Here he says, v'kosfa rishonim. That's in Erechaim Kuf Mem Ches. And in Yechesh Mishpat Rei Shei, he says, he doesn't remember. Ain't Nisker Mekoyma, I don't have it in front of me. But he says, he doesn't remember, but the point is that there was a Masorah that Beis Shammai meant, or Rabbi Eliezer meant when he said that, the Chassam Sofer, what's the context? How does this come into a tshuva? Right? How does this make it to a tshuva? It's Chassam Sofer. Drosh is Chassam Sofer, Teres Moish, Chassam Sofer, Allah Daira, Likutan, yeah. But how does this make it into a tshuva? Because the Chassam Sofer took this very, very literally. And this is a geshmak you say to take with you. And that is, if that Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti means, because may oilam lo yomarti dovah shloi shamati mirabayisa, you know what that means? That every single Rabbi Eliezer in Shas has to shtim with Shitas Beis Shammai. And if you could find the Rabbi Eliezer that doesn't shtim with Beis Shammai, you could ask a kasha and you could even write a tshuva. You could write a tshuva in Eir Chaim, you could write a tshuva in Chai Shemish, but you could write tshuvas. Because Rabbi Eliezer has to shtim with Beis Shammai. It's not a melitza. It has to be that way. And every single, and that's these tshuvas, where the Chassam Sofer was asking kashas, how a particular shitas Rabbi Eliezer shtims with Beis Shammai. What's his kasha in our sugya? It's right here in Chedush Chassam Sofer in our sugya. What's his kasha in our sugya? Rabbi Eliezer says, Dalin Noshim Dayan Shaitan. Only four? I thought he's Mitalmid Beis Shammai. Shammai Aymer, Kol Anoshim Dayan Shaitan. I was afraid of Bombi Kasha. Shammai said, Kol Anoshim Dayan Shaitan. And here you have Rabbi Eliezer that says, Arba Noshim. Meaning, you would think the Talmidim of Shammai followed Shammai. So, okay, Shammai Luchud and Beis Shammai Luchud. We certainly don't have time for that. But the Talmidim of Shammai, you would think, I mean, there's three machloikas in between Shammai and Hillel. Is it fair to assume that Beis Shammai went with Shammai and Beis Hillel went with Hillel? Presumably. If that's the case, then L'chaira, Rabbi Eliezer is going to have to shtim with Shammai. And he clearly doesn't. Because Shammai says, kol anoshim dayin shaitan. And Rabbi Eliezer says, arba anoshim dayin shaitan. Either way, that's the Chasam Sofer's aura over here. Ayin sham, it's kedai to see it inside. Regardless, that's the first aura. But Rashi has a whole different pshat in Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti. Rashi's pshat is really based on a Gemara, Mesechtes, Bava Metzia, Dafnun Ches on the base. It's a well-known Gemara, but it's kedai to revisit as this is very much in Yonah Diyoyma, and hopefully this will just be the backdrop and we'll be able to build on this, because the Gemara itself is going to take a little bit of time. The Gemara says that there was a machloikis tanoim in Seder Tyros, tan hasam, chot choy chulyois, v'notan choyo bein chulyo lechulyo. So there was a machloikis with regards to a certain tanor. It was made of cheres. And the shaila was, is this tanor mekabel tuma or is it not mekabel tuma? The Chacham said it's mekabel tuma. Rabbi Eliezer said it's not mekabel tuma. And they were having this debate with regards to this tanor, is it mekabel tuma or is it not mekabel tuma? And somehow this machloikis spiraled and it turned into one of the most important events in Jewish history. Says the Gemara, v'zehu tanor shalachnoi. This was the tanner known as the tanner hachnoi. My achnoi was achnoi. I mean, achnoi is a snake. Amar Rav Yehuda Mashmul shekifu dvarim ka'achnozu, because they circled him with kindness, like a snake will circle its prey. But the point is that not that the tanner was a tanner achnoi. The tanner was a tanner shal cheres. It was called the tanner achnoi. As I state in Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmul shekifu dvarim ka'achnozu v'temu. Says the Gemara tanner. Boy, say ayoyim. So this, as this debate was happening, Heshiv Rebbe Eliezer called Tshuva Shabayim. By the way, Ba'ose Ayoyim, is this supposed to be related to the Gemara Brachas Daf Chav Ches Amar Aleph? So Ba'ose Ayoyim, Heshiv Rebbe Eliezer called Tshuva Shabayim. Rebbe Eliezer started defending his position. For like Kiblu Heimena, they weren't Mekabel. Omalehem, they told him. Im Halacha Kemoisi, if the Halacha is like me, Rebbe Eliezer said, Chruv Zei Yechiach. There was a carob tree. He said, let the carob tree say Eidos, then I'm right. Nekar. The chuv was nekem mimkoymoi, and it jumped meya am. Amri la some say arba meya sama, 400 ama. Lashon guzma. Amru la yemavi and raya min achruv. So they told him, I'm not impressed. The fact that the chuv just jumped 400 amas, no, doesn't mean you're right. Chazav amalam, he said, okay. In halacha kimoisi amas hamayim yochicho. This sounds like when Moshe Rabbeinu meets Paro for the first time. Amas hamayim yochicho. He said, let the water say edus. Chazru amas mayim lachareim, and the river started going the opposite way. Amru la, they told me mean raya amas hamayim. I'm not in a spa. Chazav ha'omelam in malacha k'maisi koisli beis ha'medrash yechiyu. Let the walls of the beis medrash say edus. He took koisli beis medrash lipo. And as he said that, the walls of the beis medrash started to fall. Garbem Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua was there and he yelled. Omelam im talmid ha'chamim minatzchem zeh and zeh ba'alacha. Atem ma'tivchem. He turns to the koisli beis medrash. What do you have to do with this machloikis? Mishtach nishtaran. He said, don't get involved. Lo yinaflu, they kvaydash Rabbi Yeshua. It stopped because of kvaydash Rabbi Yeshua. But they also didn't stand back up and they kvaydash Rabbi Yosef. Adayim matim va'oimdim. And they're still that way. He said, if the halacha is like me, shamayim yechichu, meaning the chruv, the koisle beis medrash, the masamayim. He said, let shamayim say edus, then I'm right. Yotz abaskavam. Abaskal came out and said, malochem eitzel Rebbe Eliezer, shalacha k'moisi b'chamakim. Why are you chapping zich with Rebbe Eliezer? Halacha k'moisi b'chamakim. Incidentally, how does this shim with the baskal that said the halacha is like Rebbe Eliezer? If Rebbe Eliezer is b'tamid beis shamay, and the Baskel said that Loch is like Beis Hillel. So how could that Loch be like Rebbe Eliezer b'chol makom? And how could the Halacha not be like Beis Hillel? Either way, Omer Rabbi Yeshua, no, but to steer in the Baskel. Omer Rabbi Yeshua, so Rabbi Yeshua again got up and he said, Torah Leib HaShemayimi. My Leib HaShemayimi, Omer Rabbi Yirmiyo, Kvar Nitna Torah Me'ar Sinai. Ein Onu Mashkichim b'Baskel. Shekvar Kosafta Bar Sinai Ba Torah Achri Rabbi Mahatois. Either way, the Gemara says, Ashkir Rabbi Nosson Leliyov. Rabbi Nosson met Leliyov HaNovi. Omer Leliyov told him, Mayov HaKutcha Bricho V'Hishayt. What's the Kodesh Baruch Hu doing now? Omer Leliyov told him, Kochay. He's smiling, he's very happy. But Omar, he's saying as follows, Nitzchuni Bonai, Nitzchuni Bonai. My Bonai, they beat me, they defeated me. Because I held like Rebbe Eliezer, and Nitzchuni Bonai, Nitzchuni Bonai. Says the Gemara, Oy Seyayim, that day, view called Tyre Shatir Rebbe Eliezer. They took all the tires Rebbe Eliezer was Matar. Again, Rebbe Eliezer was the Mekel. He said that Tanner was okay. Apparently, they were arguing about a specific Tanner. So that Tanner was okay. So they took all the tires Rebbe Eliezer, Allah Elamayis had been Matar, Usar Foundation, they burnt him. Vinimnu Olav, and then they took a vote. Uberchuhu, and this is the punchline of the Gemara. They put him in Cherim. Va'omru, and they said, Mi Elech V'Yodiyo. Who's going to go to Rebbe Eliezer to tell him that he was just put in Cherim? Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, Ani Elech, I'm going to go. Because he was afraid to send somebody else. He said, Shem Yelech, Adam Sheni Hagim V'Yodiyo. Because maybe someone that's inappropriate is going to go. He's not going to realize the covet that you have to have for Rabbi Eliezer when you do this is dangerous. To put someone in cherem is not poshut. And to put Rabbi Eliezer gadol in cherem is very not poshut. So Rabbi Kiva said, let me handle this. Lo avash cherem, he put on black clothing, v'nesatif cherem, covered his head with black. V'yoshav lefon abarichok arba amas, but he didn't come to within his dalad amas because he was going to be put in cherem. Amalei Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Akiva, mayom yomayim, why are you standing so far from me? Amalei, he told him, Rabbi, kimedum ali, I think, shechaverim b'deila b'mcha, that your friends have made a decision because of what just happened, and they're going to separate themselves from you. V'afu kara begodov, Rabbi Eliezer heard that, he was mekabel d'cherem. He tore his clothing, v'chalatz menolov, he took his shoes off, the way someone that's in cherem needs to take his shoes off. V'nishmat v'yosh v'gabi karka, and he sat down on the ground. He was mekabel on himself, all the dinei cherem. Zogu ein of demoyz, and then he started to cry. Says the Gemara, loka ha'olam. When Rabbi Eliezer cried, the world was punished. Shlish b'zesim, a third of the world's zesim were damaged. Ushlish b'chitim, ushlish b'sayir. V'yesh ha'irim, af botzeg shebedei isha tafach. There were women that were needing dough, and all of a sudden something went bad with the dough. Tana, ach gadol haya b'yisayayim. That there was even a bigger makkah that happened on that day. Shebechol mokam shenasa b'ayin of Rabbi Eliezer Nisraf. Wherever Rabbi Eliezer would look, that thing would get burnt. V'af Rabbi Gamliel, ha'yababas fina. Says when Rabbi Gamliel was once on a ship, on that day, and Oman loved Nachshol, and the Nachshol came, letabay, to drown him. Omar, he said, kimedum alisha ein ze'el b'shvil Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus. This is probably because of what I did to Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus. Omar al-Rahgul, so Rabbi Gamliel got up, v'omar, and he said, reboinu, again, Rabbi Gamliel was the Nasi, he said, reboinu shalaylam, galiv yadu alif anecha shalaylich foyd yasi, sev loich vay bes abo, sisi elich foyd cha, shal yabu machlegis b'Yisrael. And when the Yam heard that, noch hayom yizafoy, the Yam calm down. Says the Gemara as a postscript to this story. Ima Shalom, the visu the Rabbi Eliezer. Ima Shalom was Rabbi Eliezer's wife. Achsel Rabbi Gamliel, we saw it in the daf. She was also Rabbi Gamliel's sister. Bahu Naisav Eilach. From that story on, they have a shafkale the Rabbi Eliezer lemepal alape. She wouldn't allow Rabbi Eliezer to say Tachman. Why? Because she knew the power of Tachnun, and she was afraid that if Rabbi Eliezer would say Tachnun, he would have this kepeda towards Rabbi Gamliel, who's her brother, and she didn't want something bad to happen to her brother. Ahu yoyma, one day, Reish Yarchav, it was Rosh Chodesh. The ichlafchla be'moli l'chasa, meaning she thought it was Rosh Chodesh, but really it wasn't Rosh Chodesh. In the olden days, you couldn't just look at a calendar, they were Mekadesh, Alpiria, and she didn't realize that it was not Rosh Chodesh. She thought it was. There's no tachnun on Rosh Chodesh. She knew Hilchas Chakras. So here, she is not thinking about Tachlin, doesn't have to get Rabbi Eliezer to be Masiyach Das, doesn't have to tell Rabbi Eliezer whose yard side it is. No, it's fine. You have nothing to worry about. Mitamol, he said Tachlin. Ikidam, he somehow had a different version of the story. As Rabbi Eliezer was finishing Shemayin Esrei, he's going to go Tachlin, somebody knocked on the door, an Ani, and she went to the Ani. Apikol Arifta, either way, she turns around. Ashkachti denof la lampe. She saw Rabbi Eliezer was in the middle of Tachlin. Omrele, she said, Kum katlus lachi. She turns to Rabbi Eliezer, he says, my brother just died. Let's get up. We have to go to a levaya. Adahachi, as she said it, nofak shipura based on Rabbi Gamliel d'shachiv. Kachava, the ramko went out in Yerushalayim or Yavna. That Rabbi Gamliel died. Says the Gemara, Amrul, let me know yodas. So Rabbi Eliezer turned to his wife and says, how do you know? Amrul, kach mekublani mibes abiyava. Because I have a mesorah from my father. Who is her father? The Nesiim. Kol ha-sha'orim ninalim chutz mishari ayna. That if you call somebody tzar, chalila, something like this can happen, and this is my mesorah, and I understood. I knew the tzar Rabbi Gamliel caused you, and this is why this happened. Either way, the one detail that we need, I mean, the context is critical, but the detail that we need is that Berchu, they put Rabbi Eliezer in Cherem. Says Rashi right here in Nida Dav Zayin Amid Beis, he was put in Cherem, and that's why we don't pass him like him. It was precisely because he was put in Cherem that the Halacha is not like him. Now, if you really want to appreciate this Gemara, there's one other Gemara that you have to learn, and that is a Gemara Masechtis Sanhedrin, and this is a Gemara Dav Samaches Amid Aleph at the very end of Perek Arba Misois, and this is the real postscript to the Gemara Bava Metzia Dav Nun Tes Amid Beis. Says the Gemara Tanya Kishachol Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer was sick. But he wasn't just sick. He was lying on his deathbed. Nichnasu Rabbi Akiva v'chaverim levakre. Rabbi Akiva and his chaverim came to him levakre chaylo. Hu yoshev b'kinev shaloi. V'hen yoshev b'traklon shaloi. They were at a distance because he was still in cherem. V'oseyim erev Shabbos hoyo. And I'm skipping a little bit. Says the Gemara. Kimet shiro chachamim shedaitim yu Shabbos olav. They saw, they knew Rav Lez was very sick and they were not sure whether he was still lucid, whether his mind was still clear. They saw it was nichnasu the yashvu lefanav meirachik dalad amos, 4 amos away. Amar lehem, he tells him, lama basem, why are you here? Rabbi Eliezer turns to them. He says, why are you here? Amru lo lemay tayra banu, we came to learn tayra. Amar lehem, he told them, ba'ad achshav lama lebasem. You really? You came to learn Torah? Where were you until now? Amrulai, so they told him, this is an appellate to Gigamar. Like, hold on, we had no time. We couldn't get around to him. Amalehem, so he turned to them and he said, Tomiani im yamusu misas atzchem. It'll be a big chiddush to me if you die a natural death. Amalei Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said, what about me? Shali mau, Amalei, so he told him, Shalcha kashim shalahem, you? Yours is going to be the worst. Rashi says, why? Rabbi Eliezer told Rabbi Akiva, you're such a bal kishrei. Libcha pasuach ku'ulam. Ve'ilushi mashtani ha'yisa lo mitayra harbe. And had you been mishamish, you would have learned so much Torah. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz used to say over this Rashi, Rabbi Akiva, there's a tiny Rabbi Akiva. Who's Rabbi Akiva? Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Shammai to makabel the Torah. He sees Rabbi Akiva, he says, why give me the Torah through me? Give it to Rabbi Akiva. Moshe Rabbeinu had memtes share bino. Rabbi Akiva had chamishim share bino. Rabbi Akiva didn't learn enough Torah. You see what it means when the Teveya, how much a person could shtag. There was a tiny Rabbi Akiva, had he been Mishamish Rabbi Eliezer throughout his life, he would have shtagged even more. Either way, not al shteiz reyoisa v'nichal alivoy. Rabbi Eliezer took his two hands and he put them on his heart. He said, oy lochem shteiz reyoisa, shehen kishteiz sifrei Torah sheneglolim, harbi Torah lamadati, v'harbi Torah limadati, harbi Torah lamadati, etc. It's a very long Gemara. And then he went on, Rabbi Eliezer did, to show how much he had learned from his Rabbein, and how much he had taught his Talmidim while his Talmidim was still coming to learn from him. Either way, the Gemara says, they asked him a shayla and hulchas tairos, he paskin tahar, the yotza nishmasay mitahira. Omed Rabbi Yeshua raglav. Rabbi Yeshua afterwards got up. Va'omar, and he said, huter haneder, huter haneder. The neder's over. You know what you see in this Gemara? And that's why this is important to the story. Rabbi Eliezer was put in Cherem and he remained in Cherem for the rest of his life. He was never taken out of Cherem, which in and of itself is a tremendous chiddush, because there's a whole halach of how you put somebody in Cherem, but at some point, he shouldn't be in Cherem 30 days, 60 days, 90 days. He was put in Cherem. The Gemara says, Rabbi used to give Malkus to someone that didn't take himself out of Cherem after 30 days. It's the Gemara Kedushin Yudbeis Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Rabbi used to give Malkus to someone that was Mekadosh Bebiyah. There's a whole list of things where Rabbi used to give Malkus to people. One of them is that that's how it comes to Kedushin Yudbeis. Rabbi used to give Malkus to someone who didn't figure out a way to get himself out of Cherem. And here you have Rabbi Eliezer, who remained in Cherem for the rest of his life. Fascinating. But either way, Rabbi Eliezer wins Cherem, and that's why the halacha is not like Rabbi Eliezer. But here's the big question. We ran out of time. But here's the big question. The big question is, so what that Rabbi Eliezer was in Cherem? Is there a halacha that if someone's in Cherem, you can't pass him like him? Anaya Maisa? Someone that's put in Cherem, done? You can't pass him like him? There are halachas about learning Torah from him, him teaching you Torah, but just because he's in Cherem, that shouldn't disqualify him unequivocally from the halacha ever being Kamaisa. It's a pella. It's a very, very big kasha. Another shaila is, there's different levels of cherem. There's nidui and there's cherem. There's also shamta. But nidui and cherem are two different madregos within the world of cherem. And there's a big machlokes rishayna, whether Rebbe Eliezer was put in nidui or Rebbe Eliezer was put in cherem. And there's a very, very big nafkamina. Cherem is much more chomer than nidui. Big shaila. Another thing that never became clear from the Gemara was, why was Rabbi Eliezer put in Cherem? What did he do to be put in Cherem? It's not clear. Meaning, it's not mefurish in the Gemara what Rabbi Eliezer did to warrant being put in Cherem. Either way, there's an important Ramban in Masechtas Bava Metzia and Perek Hazav Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis. The Ramban says a loshon that had Ramban not said, we can never say, and that is that had Rabbi Eliezer been alive at the times of the Beis Hamikdash, they would have prosecuted him like a Zaken Mamre. That's how intense this sipur was. But regardless, it's poshut that this can't be a regular cherem. Just kedai to know that the Radal, we'll get back to this in Yetz Hashem one day, but the Radal, as mentioned, wrote several kuntruses as hakdamos to his pirush on Pirkei Eliezer. The first kuntrus is called Kuntrus Emek Habracha. He starts with the Ramban. The opening line is Zeh Loshen Ramban b'chidush of the Bava Metzia. He goes on, and it's a very detailed discussion of the Ramban in terms of the exact cherem of Rabbi Eliezer. He asks some of the kashas that we ask. V'advarim atikin, and Yetz Hashem will have to pick this up another day.